It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Hey, here we go. Podcast time. Brock and Hunter doing a podcast. Podcast time.
On a National Beer Day. International Beer Day.
On a National Beer Day. International Beer Day.
I don't do karaoke. That's why I
that's
don't
right.
do. Come on, Johnny. Get your ass in you.
I thought you could. I thought you could sing like an angel, Hunter.
I can't sing like an angel.
I thought you could. Hey, Johnny Greaser. What's up, man?
Hey.
Right, have you been bored lately? Is that why you've been? Oh, wait. I'm on the wrong mic.
He sounds depressed.
Are you sad, Johnny Greaser?
I actually feel a lot better. I took a big dump.
Big old dump, yeah, huh? Yeah. It's just like our morning show.
Don't go in the bathroom.
It's just like our morning show. Just a big old dump of a show.
Was it a warm seat? Because I just got out of there.
Oh, God.
It was a little warm, but I actually don't mind that.
The only
thing. Just a slight warm seat, not too warm.
That means.
Johnny, that's the closest you're going to get to my ass.
That means. Seriously, there's nothing worse than a warm toilet seat, because that means straight up someone else's naked ass. Mm-hmm. Was just pressed up against that, and now you're basically just going ass to ass.
What's worse, the warm toilet seat or the questionable wet spot on the floor?
Dude, what the fuck is that? Yeah. That is so bad. You know what sucks about that? Wearing shorts.
Yep.
Because when you take a
dump, you drop your shorts, and then
then you got soggy, pissy. Yeah.
You guys,
soggy bottom.
It takes me so much longer here. And that's why I love downstairs, because in the morning, usually that's clean down there. But if I have to use the upstairs one, most times, like around this time of day, I take paper towel, put the soap on it, and I will wipe the floor down. Yeah. I will wipe the seat down.
Dude, if you're pissing on the floor, you suck that bad at aiming and controlling your dick that you can't get it in the toilet.
It's awful. Yeah,
there
are puddles in front of our toilet sometimes here. It's gross.
It's like they're trying to do the helicopter while taking a piss. Or their shake is a little too violent.
Something's wrong. They got a hole in their wiener or something, man.
Well, everyone has a hole in their wiener.
I mean, maybe two holes then.
No, it's like going to three different directions.
Did we have sex last night? Yeah. Why?
It's a tunnel, not a hole.
It's a tunnel?
A tunnel.
Oh. Yeah. A pee tunnel?
A pee tunnel.
Oh.
Is that a thing?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Hunter's drunk on International Beer Day.
Huh?
International Beer Day?
It's International Beer Day today. You want a beer, Johnny? We got beers. Beers and beers and beers.
What kind?
Got plenty of them.
We got the Voodoo Ranger IPA, the Juicy Haze IPA, the Passion Fruit, and then this is one of my new favorites, Sunshine, the Sunshine Wheat Beer.
Ooh.
Brewed with spices from the New Belgiums.
Would you get to the goddamn topic?
Okay, let's
go.
Yeah, it's Friday, so we do five facts, five opinions for a Friday.
You got five people?
No. We just we do our. So we read a fact and we give our opinion on it.
So if I get bored, I can walk out.
Absolutely.
Again?
Absolutely. So are you ready? Should we do this?
If it's the good guy, he has good facts. If it's not,
five facts, five opinions. Fact number one, Roger Moore retired from being James Bond at 58 years old because, quote, the leading ladies were young enough to be my granddaughter and it became disgusting.
What a little bitch.
Who's your favorite James Bond?
Roger Moore's up there.
He's not bad.
He's pretty solid.
He's not bad at all. I am a big fan of Pierce.
Me too. Come on.
Pierce Brosnan, yeah.
Goldeneye, 007.
I've been watching a lot of the Daniel Craig ones, and I like him. I think he's a little too serious.
Yeah. Yeah, because honestly, no. James
Pierce
Bond is
a good balance.
Yeah, James Bond is also supposed to be a little campy, a little cheesy at times. I'm not a huge fan of Sean Connery as
too
James
campy.
Bond.
Too campy.
And I just don't see him as like a action star. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, not at all.
And then what was the other one?
Timothy Dalton.
Timothy Dalton. I like Timothy Dalton.
License to Kill. He did one other one.
He did one other one. I liked him as James Bond. I did.
Who do you want to be the next James Bond? They've been talking about Idris Elba for five or six years.
I think he would. He needs to do something to make up for his horrible role in The Gunslinger. That they completely ruined the Stephen King book.
Yeah.
God.
I think Trump should do it. Trump is James Bond.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
See, it's on the side of the building.
It's on the side of the building. Huge. You're probably killing. The best spy in the world. Real good with China.
No, but if they redid Goldfinger, he would be a perfect Goldfinger.
A perfect bad guy.
Absolutely.
He would be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great villain.
With his golden string hair.
Yeah.
Do we have a villain as a president right now? Is he kind of a villain?
I think he's a he's not
he's a cartoon character for sure.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he's more of like the guy that funds the villains. Like he's the guy putting the money behind.
He's behind the scenes.
He's behind the scenes. He's the one that's funding.
So kind of the Lex Luthor.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly, but with hair.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Before the hair accident.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, there you go. So Roger Moore did it because the all right. Second fact: President Millard Fillmore wound up marrying his high school teacher. It's not as bad as it sounds, though. He was 19, and she was his teacher. She was 20.
Oh, okay.
What was he doing in high school at 19? And he made it to president? What, did he get held back a year?
Looking for chicks, I guess.
Yeah. Jeez.
It's going back to high school cruise for chicks, man.
That's the guy you went Millard, to.
I think the song Hot for Teacher was based
it was
off
based
of
on Millard Fillmore. I want to know what Millard Fillmore looks like.
We had a kid that was in high school until he was like 21.
But Millard Fillmore at 19 or 20, I'm sure, looked pretty good.
Probably a stud. He was born in 1800. He died 1874.
Probably scurvy or some sort of weird rash.
Dude, man. 13th president of the United States, 1850 to 53. Yep. So not long after the Civil War.
Wow.
Right? Because the Civil War was 1840.
It was before the Civil War.
When was the Civil War?
Like the 1860s?
No.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was 1867.
Yeah, because Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president that was in the 1860s.
I thought it was in the
40s. About 1863.
No, you're right. 1861 to 1860. Wow, he was president before the Civil War.
Don't get me started with presidents, man. That's my. That's
is that
my
your
go-to
thing?
That's my go-to thing, man.
Yeah. So there you go. He married his teacher. Hot for teacher.
I like it.
And one day,
it's a lot better than FDR marrying his cousin.
He married his cousin?
Yeah, Eleanor Roosevelt was Eleanor Roosevelt before she was Eleanor Roosevelt.
Wow.
Yeah, distant cousins like. Because,
like third?
Theodore Roosevelt and FDR are, like, cousins, but, like, you know, those twice removed or whatever.
Yeah,
they're, like,
yeah.
Third or fourth cousins. And then Eleanor Roosevelt was part of that Teddy Roosevelt family.
Okay, here's a question. Would you marry a third cousin?
How far away is third cousin? Do they even count
yeah.
at that point? I mean, if they don't have the same last name, maybe you might fall into that and consider it.
How does that work? How do cousins work?
I think third is okay. I think that's
so,
out of the blood.
So second,
as long
is,
as you're out of the bloodline, it's fine, isn't it?
Second would be like your
no
dad's,
from experience, dude.
Second cousin would be like your dad's cousin.
Your
that's
dad's cousin's
cousin.
Kid or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never understood the removed thing.
Yeah.
I had a cousin that was
second
trying to,
cousin twice removed.
I had a cousin that was trying to explain that to me. She's like, "Yeah, I'm your third cousin twice removed."
Yes.
And I was like,
"How do you know that?
That doesn't make any sense." Okay, so like one of my distant relatives married a distant relative of yours.
Yeah.
And that's how it works? I don't know.
What's the reasoning behind it? So if you have sex with a relative, it's just bad for what? Genetics down the line or something? Or it doesn't
yeah.
it creates
it
like
straightens out the family tree.
Yeah, it causes birth defects. Yeah.
Birth defects. So
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's why like King Tut, they did an actual like a 3D like computer simulation of what King Tut actually looked like, and he was a goofy son of a bitch because he was inbred.
Yeah.
He had like a club foot. He had like little tiny weak shoulders.
Inbred.
He had an underbite.
Yeah,
and he only lived to be like what 17, 16?
Yeah, because he took over when he was like 10.
Yeah, but he was just he was a goober because he was all inbred and everything. So there you go. All right.
Fun fact.
Fact number
Kissing Cousins.
Three.
Fact number three. The first Mickey Mouse cartoon, I know this, was Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
And it was shown before a gangster movie called Gang War in 1928.
Mm.
You ever seen that?
The Steamboat? Yeah.
I like Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, I do too.
It's a good one.
I do too.
It's a classic.
That's how it all started. Think about when they first made that.
Why do those little like cartoon shorts creep me out a little bit? Are they a little creepy?
They are a little creepy, I think.
Extremely racist.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
For sure. For sure.
But I think it sets you back in that time, and it kind of puts you in that time.
Absolutely.
There's something about it that just creeps
really
me out.
Really, it was a dirty time. Yeah.
Well, and think about all the dirty stuff that
slavery?
No, obviously, but I'm talking about cartoons. Like, Disney's cartoonists have done some dirty things.
Oh, yeah.
They drew a dick on the
Priest.
The castle. Oh, yeah, well, on the priest, mm-hmm. and then also on the castle on The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, yeah.
The cloud spelt out sex in Lion King.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, they're a bunch of perverts. They're just back there just like perverts, man.
Well, you got to think. They're
racist perverts.
They're trapped in a room for a very long
time.
That's
true.
And they were just like, one guy did something as a joke, passed over a drawing to the other guy and laughed about it. Yeah. And then they forgot to throw it away because somebody else grabbed it.
Yeah.
And it ended up going on the print floor.
You watch old cartoons and it's really interesting to see how they've changed, like what you could get away with. Like that one Tom and Jerry where
he's smoking
a cigarette.
Well, and he rolls up his own stove.
Yeah.
The maid. Remember, she was not a black woman. She was the black face, the minstrel style.
Oh, yeah.
That very mammy kind of look to it. And that
cool. Hey, you know the real story behind that, the illustrator, the Disney thing, is he knew he was getting fired. And Disney didn't tell him, but they told somebody else. And he found out. And that's why
he drew dicks
all
over
everything? That's why all the dicks are in it.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure it was like in a 2 month span or something because
okay, so
he did both
working on some of the other movies,
right? Yeah. So he was drawing for Little Mermaid and
some
of the other Lion King.
And nobody caught it.
No, nobody did.
It's pretty subtle.
So good at hiding dicks,
but it's not when you point it out.
No. Do you think those guys like draw adult versions of the characters, their free time,
Like as far as porno,
yeah, like anime,
sure.
Almost.
You see that on Pornhub.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, but I'm saying like those original guys. Do you think they ever did?
Probably not.
No.
I bet in certain ones they were like those were the concept drawings. Yeah. They were like, what about this? They're like, ooh, too sexy.
Yeah, let's tone
it
down.
Dial it back a few clicks.
Let's tone it down a little bit.
Right.
Fact number four. When Sarah Michelle Gellar was 5, she did a Burger King commercial that made fun of McDonald's hamburgers. So McDonald's sued Burger King, named her in the lawsuit, and she was banned from going to McDonald's as a kid.
No kidding.
Wow.
It's not her fault. She was just reading the script.
Reading the script, making money. Come on.
You know what, McDonald's? Honestly, what's the founder? Have you ever seen that movie?
Movie,
Michael Keaton?
Great movie.
It's a great movie.
Dude, that guy was a dick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you say he's basically just a smart
businessman?
Now, is he a smart businessman or is he just a dick?
Both.
God, he stole the company. He stole that one guy's wife.
Yep.
Just left his wife like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I want a divorce.
That is an interesting movie.
Dude, that guy was a dick.
Yeah.
You know what's wild, too, about those movies is like, when that happened at the time, like nobody had any idea of what a fucking powerhouse McDonald's was going to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're just making simple hamburgers, cheeseburgers.
It was the way they did the
50
service.
50 years later.
It was the beginning of fast food.
Billions. At one point, Henry's Hamburgers had more locations than McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yep.
It's wild, man.
And now we have the last one here.
You know what it is? Advertising.
Well, it's advertising, but also I think I will say what the guy. And it wasn't that guy. It wasn't the guy who took over. It was the
McDonald's brothers. Yeah,
they were the one that figured out like this is how we do it fast.
We're
people
nice guys,
want it
right?
Fast. Yeah, they were nice guys.
Nice
guys
in the movie.
Guys. Yeah, and again, it's a movie, so I'm sure. But man, oh man, you watch The Founder if you've never seen it.
It's a great
fantastic
movie.
Michael Keaton, he is awesome. I love Michael Keaton.
He is great. I'd still say Multiplicity, one of my favorite roles of his, because he plays four characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. Good guy.
He's Batman, bro.
Good guy. He was
Batman.
He was one of the better Batmans.
He was, I think,
I'm
the
Batman.
Best Batman.
I'm Batman. Where are they? All right. Where are they? Batman. Fact number five. Freeze-dried astronaut ice cream was never actually eaten by astronauts on any mission.
That's true.
It was developed for NASA, but never made it into space.
So they never got their ice cream?
They never got their ice cream. Lieutenant Dan, ice cream. No, they never got it. They never got to eat their ice cream. I'm sorry, but the whole being in space seems like a nightmare. Until artificial gravity is developed and we're able to do that, I don't think I really want to do it. Like, I wouldn't want to do extended time in space. And here's the big thing is pooping in space.
Yeah.
There's no gravity.
Yeah.
Dude, you got to be just working that out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Where does the poop go?
They put it in little baggies and then
no,
they...
No, but I mean, like how do you strap yourself into a toilet
I think
and
it's
then
a
it
suction.
Just suck it right out?
I don't know. No. I think...
It's a suction thing. You put your ass on a contraption and it like sucks it out.
So, like, while you're pooping, you got to hit the suck button?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, I think they poop in bags. We're looking this up.
Look it up.
Does it suck or blow?
Do they?
All right, Johnny. Would you rather wake up in orbit in a spaceship or wake up in a submarine at the bottom of the ocean?
Spaceship.
I think a spaceship too.
Yeah.
Something about a submarine terrifies me.
I mean, right. Either way, if you die, you're gonna suffocate.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna drown.
It's gonna be
or
quick.
Suffocate.
It's gonna be quick.
In space, I feel like you'd explode. Like, quick.
Yeah. And at least you got stuff to look at. You can look back at Earth.
Yeah, you got a nice view.
You got a nice view instead of a shark gnawing away at your face. Okay. The seated space toilet meant for pooping has a fan connected to it that creates the suction. Okay. So this fan is constantly
pulling it down.
And that's causing enough of a suction
It's not like sucking
it out.
It's not sucking it. It's probably just creating a suction, so it just kind of floats down.
So yeah, so it's pulling it enough, but that's got to be a fairly powerful pandem.
It's got to be a weird pull.
I know how I am.
Does the poop go through the fan?
Does the shit hit the fan?
Just like a garbage disposal.
It gets pushed down into a solid waste container, which is changed roughly every 10 days. Here's how I look at it, though: is that I know how I don't poop well when I travel. I always get bound up when I travel.
When I sit in a car for a long time.
Sit in a car or I'm on a trip, I never poop well.
Poop man.
You're eating different, your schedule's off. So I'll even take like laxatives on a trip just because I'm like, one, I can control my, but like when I need to, I actually want to go. So I can only imagine me being in space for like 100 days. Dude, I probably wouldn't poop right for half of that time. That would suck.
Yeah, the guy's using the suction cup.
Beyond a minute! I can't!
You'd be taller.
I'd be taller.
Yeah,
because I'm so full of shit.
No, they. I think you stretch out in space.
Yeah, you do.
Stretch out.
Remember, they have the twin brothers.
Oh yeah,
they had one go in space for longer, and then the one came back. He was a little bit taller.
It's wild, man.
It's weird.
Another space question. Do you think how comfortable do you think it would be to sleep in zero gravity?
I don't think just in general because
even if I'm strapped in, there's still that like. Like lifted up feeling, and you're not really comfortable.
You know what I feel like it probably feels like, and this sounds awful, is that like that blood to your head feeling. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever felt like really bloated?
Yeah, like an upside down chair.
Like
those,
upside
those,
down.
Those
but then
chairs.
You get back up. I just feel like it always feels like the blood is rushing to your head, and that just seems.
I don't think it would though, because there is no gravity, right? So it wouldn't push it up or down. That's weird.
I feel, but your heart though is still pumping blood through you.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel like it would go up. Yeah. Like your blood would decide to go up, if anything.
I've always wondered that. I'm like, it's either extremely comfortable because there's zero resistance, there's zero, or it's extremely uncomfortable because you're constantly like trying to pull your hands down to your side or, you know.
I feel like it would just suck. I honestly, like, I want to go into space. Like, go to the moon where there's gravity, though. I want to go someplace where there's gravity, where I can at least...
Let's just get in one of those jets that do the dive so you get to feel what it's like.
That costs like $20,000.
Oh, really?
It's so expensive.
Get somebody to pay for it.
Yeah. Maybe we can get the radio station to sponsor
us. Pat Moody?
Yeah, Pat Moody. Mm-hmm. Kate Upton did that photo shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Those titties look nice.
Nice.
Sweet old titties. Perfect. Johnny's like, all right, we're done. All right, there you go. Five facts, five opinions on a Friday. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found the podcast. Check out our gear store. Check out everything else. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you guys next time.